Legal Tuesday with Joe Stanley, the morning mess on demand at 95X.com.
All right, so Legal Tuesday going to kick off with Joe Stanley, brought to you by the Stanley Law Office after we play some Muse. So your legal questions, get them in right now. The text line is 315-629-9570. If you want to talk to Joe Stanley with a question, 315-421-9595. And Joe Stanley, if they want to reach you at your office, how can they do that?
Sure. StanleyLawOffices.com. My email is joe@StanleyLawOffices.com, or you can call 1-800-608-3333.
Legal Tuesday next on The Morning Mess.
You've heard of Party Hardy? Get ready to party hardly.
Whoa.
Ouch.
The Morning Mess on 95X.
Syracuse Rock Alternative 95X Muse and Dig Down. We love Joe Stanley. He is, honestly, he's fun. Anyway, Joe is here, and this is Legal Tuesday on The Morning Mess. We do this every Tuesday at this time, and we have fun with it, but really, I mean, being serious, it can help you out, too, because Joe gives you the opportunity to ask legal questions, and he can help point you in the right direction. Now, whatever direction you take is up to you, but that's what Joe does, is try to give you legal advice. So the question could be any question you want, and now is the time to ask. So we got some questions coming in on the text line. I see that. 315-629-9570. You can also call us right now and talk to Joe at 315-421-9595. Any legal questions you might have. And we've had some good ones over the time, I can tell you that. Hey, we like to joke about it because we like to take the best of some of the questions that have been asked.
Last week we had some good ones.
We had a top five last week.
Yeah, we did. And, you know, that's hard. It's hard with getting the top five
it
now.
Is.
It is hard to get in the top five.
You can also contact Joe at the Stanley Law Office. That's who's bringing you the segment. So don't go it alone. You can contact Joe. And how do they do that, Joe?
Sure. My email is joe@StanleyLawOffices.com. You can call 1-800-608-3333, and our website is StanleyLawOffices.com.
Joe, is a text message of a 30-day notice a legal written document? Can my landlord evict me from a text message?
Interesting question. And the answer is, I don't know. My best legal judgment on that is if it's preserved, he can prove you received it, then that may be the notice that is permissible under the lease. Now, that's one of those interesting things. A lot of leases say the notices have to be served by mail, by regular mail or whatever at this particular address. So if the lease says something different, then obviously that kind of notice would not be good. But a notice that you are that you're not going to renew or that you're in violation, that may technically be enough. The problem is you have to prove, A, that it was received. I'm actually teaching a seminar about this. It's very interesting about what proof there has to be in court to authenticate legal social media and electronic documents. And it's fascinating because the sender and the receiver don't necessarily have to be the person who owns the account, et cetera. So you can have a cell phone, but somebody else might be using it.
And that's a lot of questions that are being brought up. I'm sure as a lawyer, Joe, you're seeing that a lot of lawsuits being brought up over social media posts that someone might have put about each other. I know a lot of my cop friends were telling me that they get more and more calls nowadays with like threats made on social media sites and stuff like that. So I'm sure in the legal field, you've seen a lot more of that.
And that's a proof. There was a case that just went up to the highest court about, it was a criminal case where somebody got convicted because a website allegedly associated with him had a gun that was him using a gun that was allegedly used in a crime. And they tried to just show from a picture that was taken off the website allegedly that it was associated with him that he committed this robbery because the same gun attributed to this guy was shown in his website. That the highest court. Actually, he got convicted and it went all the way up to the highest court, and they reversed it because they said there's a lot of problems about how sure. you can prove those, but they said it wasn't just enough to show that he might have been associated with this website to convict him on this gun issue. So, yes, there's going to be all sorts of these things as it gets more complicated, and almost all communication probably in the next few years is going to be, or most of it's going to be, the newfangled way versus the old-fashioned way.
Joe Stanley's here. This is Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mass. Every Tuesday at this time, brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go alone. You can contact Joe. Joe, how can they reach you at the Stanley Law Offices?
Sure. StanleyLawOffices.com. 1-800-608-3333 is the old-fashioned way. And my email is joe@StanleyLawOffices.com. And there's a lesson there that you have to be careful what you post and uh-huh. even what you're associated with, because this guy's defense was, I don't know anything. They didn't prove anything about me, that I really own this website, but the law was very close to saying, didn't matter if you have some association with this picture and these things on this website mm-hmm. or this email or whatever, that we can put it to the jury and they can figure out whether it's really you or not. And believe me, that's not a good position to be. So
we talk about it all the time that, as a business owner, people love social media, but they hate the social media too, because, I mean, people put horrible things out there about businesses that aren't true. But if obviously a lot of people think, oh, well, if it's on social media, it must be true.
They just share and share and share.
Yeah, it's bad.
It takes no time to ruin someone's reputation. Look at that dog groomer.
Portable dog groomer that, someone tried to drag his business name through the mud and it come out not even true what they were trying to say. So you got to be careful when you're, and don't believe everything you see on social media.
Well, that's the thing is, can't believe everything you see or read in any media of any kind.
Yeah. Got a question came in off the text line. Joe, they were doing some work in my neighborhood. It was the town that I live in. They were doing some work on the road, and they basically used a bulldozer and put like divots in my new driveway as they were doing the road work. Is the town responsible for repaving the damage they did in my driveway?
Well, yes, and actually, as part of the deal, is they're supposed to go through and fix these things. Remember that you need to put a written notice of claim with your town within 90 days to preserve your rights. And there's a very short statute of limitations, but you can't even sue them unless you file this notice of claim, a written notice of claim, claiming what they did wrong and what your damages are. I would do that notice of claim if you haven't already called the town and said, are you going to come back and fix it? But don't rely on their assurances, because they could say it, and if you don't file the notice of claim,
no proof.
well, you didn't do it, and there is a way you can move for late notices of claim and all that thing. Unfortunately, unless you have a really valuable case where the damages are high, doing the late notice of claim is a lot of legal work.
Sure,
and
they probably have a window too that they can do it in time-wise, right?
Well, the statute of limitation, the 90 days you have to file a notice of claim.
Okay,
and the lawsuit is very short; it's only a year and 90 days total time that you can sue them. So, this is one of the things the town should take care of, and they should agree to it, but. That's not necessarily what happens.
We got time for one more question, Shannon. Do you have one more?
Yeah, Sherry sent a text in. My husband has everything in his name, the house, the cars. We've got separate bank accounts, though. He hasn't made a will and says he doesn't need to, because if anything happens to him, I automatically get everything. Is he right? We also have a young child together.
We've talked about this a million times. You should always have a will. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, no, if there's children, it's the first $50,000 plus then the other half, I think. Don't quote me out there, the estate lawyers, but I think if there isn't a will, it doesn't all go to the spouse. It goes 50%, at first 50,000 and then 50%, and then it's split to the children. But there's a reason to have a will anyways. So you have a guardian if you both die, and it prevents a situation where you'd have a minor. In that case, if you had enough assets, you could end up with an under 18-year-old child, and somebody would have to be set up as the guardian of the money of that child, because they can't own it until they're 18. So there's problems there, and it really should talk to somebody. I mean, when you're young, there's reasons to have a will. When you're middle-aged, there's reasons to have a will. And when you're old, there's reasons to have a will. And they're usually different, but sometimes they're the same.
My wife's all over me last night. She was
you
yelling at me.
You keep saying that.
She was yelling at me last night. She's like, we have to go see Joe. I go, well, do you have things in place? Were you planning on killing me? Am I going to die? What's going on?
Any new insurance policies taken out?
She keeps asking about our life insurance.
Shannon,
and stuff.
How long has he been mentioned?
3 years.
Okay.
Three whole years.
Joe, I'm busy, man.
I know. I got it. That's those are famous last words.
Yeah,
why didn't we get to it? I was too busy. And
I'm so busy.
Now it's too late.
It's going to kill me. Yeah. I better get a will. Joe Stanley's here. This segment brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go alone. You can contact Joe anytime. Joe, how can they reach you at the Stanley Law Office?
Sure. StanleyLawOffices.com. My email is joe@StanleyLawOffices.com and the phone number is 1-800-608-3333.
Good questions. We'll have more questions next Tuesday for Joe as we do it again. And thank you very much, Joe. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good week.
Have a good day. By the way, if you would name the monkey, what would you call that monkey that we're naming this morning on the Morning Mess?
Marty Monkey.
Marty Monkey.
I do not want Marty on my finger.
Party Marty Monkey.
Yeah.
I like it. I know.
You don't want me on your... We need to go check the...